Hello, hello. Welcome to Beyond ADHD, a physician's perspective. I am Dr. Diana Mercado Marmarash. I'm a family medicine physician practicing in rural Texas. I used to be hindered by my ADHD, but I now see it as a gift that helps me show up as the person I was always meant to be, both in my work and in my personal life. In the past 2 years, I've come to realize that unlearning some of my beliefs and some of my habits were just as important as learning the new set of skills. Hey, did you hear that? That was the attention. So I just got back from Costa Rica, like literally yesterday, and we spent an incredible week there, and my tour guide, his name is Carlos, and he's from the Meleku tribe, and he gifted my husband a wonderful drum that he had for himself for over 15 years, and that's the sign for attention. And anyways, I wanted to grab your attention as I'm starting this and let you know that I will be putting a hold on my group coaching for a month. I've decided I won't start again until June 19th. So that gives you some time to start going through some of the modules that I already have there. And then when we come together, we can reconvene. I am in cloud 45 right now after such an amazing transformational experience that I was able to facilitate in Costa Rica. And I want to share all about it with you. So June 19th, if you are considering the coaching group, you need to sign up now because, of course, spots are limited. And I really, really like my groups to be small, private, and intimate. And, of course, there's already some physicians who are going to continue the Level Up membership. And I'm glad to have them. And some of them have been with us for a while. But anyways, June 19th, put that in your calendar. You can come to the 11 a.m. class that I'll be having, or you could come to the 7 p.m. class that I will be having. And so with that in mind, let me tell you about my most amazing week that I just had last week and some takeaway points and some things that maybe will inspire you to consider it for the next time. Where do I start? I was asked, why Costa Rica? So first of all, in September, when I went to experience Costa Rica myself, I booked that on a whim. My husband and I had gone to Costa Rica for our honeymoon, and that was almost 11 years ago prior to September. And in September, we were going to have our 11-year anniversary. So I decided to book a hotel and the flights and everything without telling my husband. Yeah, very ADHD impulsive-like. I found this amazing hotel and I just could not wait. I didn't want it to be sold out. So I booked everything. And then I told my husband, hey, in a month from now, we will be going to Costa Rica to celebrate our 11-year anniversary. I hope you're coming because I am going with or without you because this place is divine. And of course, he came with and the rest is history. So when we went to Costa Rica, I just fell in love with the hotel, with the atmosphere. It just felt like paradise. I love having my own private villa, bungalow. It was so cool to hear all the birds, the frogs, to see the sloths in the hotel grounds. And I felt like I needed to bring people to that place to experience it for themselves. And so the purpose of the retreat ended up being a place where people could leave behind all their troubles. They could like disconnect and just reevaluate and having fun along the way in doing such, and in a place where it would be non-judgmental. And the place, it was La Fortuna by the Arenal volcano, and the hot springs and the hanging bridges and the safari river flowed. So I decided to also tap into the indigenous tribe that was around the area, which is called Maliku. And I wanted to really learn more about them. They are located near a town called San Rafael de Agutoso, which is about 1 hour from La Fortuna, where we were staying. There's about 600 people that live on that reserve, and is one of the smaller tribes in Costa Rica. And so, as luck would have it, when I attended in September, the tour guide that I met, his name was Carlos, and I met him on one of the tour guides where he was showing us the Safari River float. And I just, in talking with him, I asked him if he knew any indigenous people that I was interested in maybe having like a blessing ceremony. And he got super excited because he told me that he was of that tribe and that he could help arrange that. And that was in September. And of course, he probably thought that, you know, I was just this crazy girl having crazy thoughts. But I kept emailing him and sending him Zoom messages and Zoom links and Instagram messages and letting him know that I would be coming May 1st through the 6th so that I would be able to have this ceremony and have him as our tour guide to do the different things. So everything came together and he became our tour guide. And, you know, through the whole week, it was a learning process for all of us. I did not know all the details. I did not know the how, but I knew the why I was doing this. I was doing this to provide physicians and healthcare professionals with the way of reevaluating their current lifestyle situation and allowing them to walk away empowered with executive function tools, emotional regulation tools, with ways to integrate their desires and their goals and creating them into a reality. And I really, really set the intention to have only people who were so aligned, who were really ready for a transformation, who were really ready to put in the work that it required to help themselves succeed. And so with that intention, we embarked in this beautiful journey, 12 people, 12 beautiful physicians, and a total of 20 people attended my retreat. Out of those 20 people, 5 were my support group, meaning my husband, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, and then, of course, myself. So that's 5 of us. And then the other 12 physicians, speakers were, you know, there for the event. And I had some guest coaches. And as luck would have it, the guest coaches ended up being amazing. And I even had a therapist who came, and we complemented each other so well because we were doing coaching and having real talk. And also she was helping us to talk about different things and from the therapy perspective. And she even offered to help process some of the things that came up. So yeah, it was really wonderful. So I'm saying all this to let you know that, again, I'm in cloud 45 right now. My cup is so beyond full. We had such an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. It came out 10 times beyond what I expected. I'm sure you're going to start to see all the pictures online. I didn't really post on social media, but I will start to, we were able to, yeah, to see wonderful things like sloths and monkeys and frogs and we were just able to be present with each other. I even wrote the last day, I wrote together, I wrote a poem that I gave them that I want to read to you guys that I think really, really helped, or really helped us to put out all the themes that we were talking about. And so let me read it to you. I wrote, "It's okay. It's okay if things don't turn out how you expected them to. It's okay to adjust course and choose another path. It's okay if you don't have all the answers right now. It's okay to be a beginner and be clumsy when trying something you've never done before. It's okay if it takes some time. It's okay to feel your feelings, whatever they might be. It's okay if you don't always feel okay. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to rest even when there is a lot to do. It's okay to take a break from growing and just be. It's okay to let others share your burden. It's okay to say, fuck this shit. And it's okay to sign up for the next experience with Team Diana." So I'm laughing because a lot of these things came up, and I'm laughing because some of these were inner jokes. I gave them a little swag bag, and in one of the keychains, it said, I had one that was, you know, not cursing, but I had another one that was, and the one that was cursing said, "A wise woman said, fuck this shit and lived happily ever after." And I'm laughing because sometimes we all have expectations of how something needs to go, and then we get mad that it didn't go that way. But what if it also means that that's our flexibility or ability to read the room and modify? I allowed myself to see that we were kind of tired one day after enjoying a beautiful day at the hot springs and getting a massage, that I, instead of going out to eat at a restaurant, I decided to change course and just to bring the food to us, and to then decide to dance and just have an impromptu get together. And so it's okay if you don't have all the answers, and it just kind of works out, like trusting the process that, you know, some of the areas that I had gone to, like the volcano, I had gone through another site where I had climbed it, and it was like an hour of rocky lava. But our tour guide suggested that we go through this other side where they had a lake and you could actually go kayaking, and that was optional. And some of us took advantage of the kayaking and took advantage of the paddle boating, and others could just chill. And, you know, it was okay for people to decide to sit out in some of the activities because of whatever they decided. Maybe they didn't want to wake up, or maybe their knee was hurting, or they just decided they wanted to skip out. And it was okay for us to realize that we're not going to have everything in that moment in time that we sometimes want it, that it's okay to not feel like it's okay. And it's okay to ask for help from those around us and to let us share your burden. So it was such a beautiful, beautiful retreat. We had amazing food. I think, like I was shared with you guys before, this is one of the places where I ate everything I wanted and I still lost weight. And I think it was because we were so, so active. But today, what I wanted you to think about is that What is okay for you? I want you to fill in your thing. It's okay for you to what? I want you to send me a message through Instagram or ADHD-lifecoach.com comment box, or send me an email at overachievewithadhd.com and let me know. overachievewithadhd@gmail.com, and let me know what is okay for you. And another poem that I've read to them is something that I always read to my coaching clients. And I think you should also hear this one. It's called Breaking Service by Mark Nepo. Breaking Surface by Mark Nepo. Let no one keep you from your journey, no rabbi or priest, no mother who wants you to dig for treasures she misplaced, no father who won't let one life be enough, no lover who measures their worth by what you might give up, no voice that tells you in the night that it can't be done. Let nothing dissuade you from seeing what you see, or feeling the winds that make you want to dance alone, or go where no one has yet to go. You are the only explorer. Your heart, the unreadable compass. Your soul, the shore of a promise too great to be ignored. So I want to ask you that too. What is something that you might have been ignoring? What is something that you are maybe looking forward to doing? I think it's important that you really, really tap into that, because the universe is here to support you. You just have to make sure that you tap into that. And if you feel like it can't be done, come hang out with us. We're here to support you. My community is amazing, and we are definitely here to support you. All right. Well, I just wanted to share my experience about Costa Rica. It was divine. Every single person there was amazing. They helped us all grow. They helped us all be present in the moment. We definitely had a blast. And I will definitely be repeating this again, and I will let you know. I am thinking I'm going to be doing 2 Costa Rica retreats, probably one with similar what we did this time around, and then the second one might be the private one just for the people who have already gone at a different place. But anyways, I just wanted to touch base and let you know that I didn't forget about you while I was in Costa Rica. I was just fully present in the moment. And I hope that, you know, this week, you guys had an amazing week. And I can't wait to hear what you tell me that you know that it's okay to do. So let me read it again one last time. It's okay. It's okay if things don't turn out the way you expected them to. It's okay to adjust course and choose another path. It's okay if you don't have all the answers right now. It's okay to be a beginner and be clumsy when trying something you've never done before. It's okay if it takes some time. It's okay to feel your feelings, whatever they might be. It's okay if you don't always feel okay. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to rest even when there's a lot to do. It's okay to take a break from growing and just be. It's okay to let others share your burden. It's okay to say, fuck this shit. And it's okay to sign up for the next experience with Team Diana. That last one was actually told that I should add, by Carlos, my tour guide. I was writing this It's Okay poem on the last day, which was Friday morning at breakfast. And he saw me writing it. And he told me, don't forget that part, because I signed up and I am all in Team Diana. So it's okay to listen to others and to welcome all the positive things that they say about you, it's so easy for us to always be like, oh, we're messing this up. But it's okay to welcome compliments. Maybe that'll be my 14. It's okay to welcome all the compliments. But again, I am curious to learn what your it's okay statement will be. We'll be in touch till next week. Thank you for spending your time with me. I really believe that time is your most valuable asset. Please subscribe to the podcast, share with your colleagues, and don't forget to check out my website at ADHD-lifecoach.com, where you can find out about my upcoming coaching group classes, as well as free master classes and other exciting